Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 89 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. I'm coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana, and I am excited to share with you a quick discussion with my friend Troy Cockrum, who has just written this really cool book with this this idea that I didn't really think about until he pitched it in his book. It's the idea of Firefly classrooms and how creating a Firefly classroom is engaging and helps kids learn more deeply. And I really, really like that idea. So, Troy, can you tell everybody just real quick who you are and what you do?
I'm Troy Cockrum. I am an instructional technology director for a high school. I was previously a middle school English teacher for 10 years prior to this position. So.
Awesome. Very good. And so Firefly classrooms, I love the, you know, sort of like the imagery and the, you know, the, what that creates in my mind. Can you tell everybody sort of what the general idea is of a Firefly classroom?
Well, so my belief is that we don't deliver learning, we capture it. And so I was thinking around this, how do we create environments where students can capture their learning? And that's where the connection with fireflies is we create an environment in our classroom where we have fireflies of knowledge that are out there that the students can capture, as opposed to us just trying to deliver it to them.
Yeah. You know, there was something that you said in the book that has stuck with me. I think somewhere in the book you say something like, if we're just trying to deliver instruction to our students, we're no better than pizza delivery drivers. Yeah. Did I catch that about right?
Yeah, because delivering means someone is passively receiving, and we don't want our students to be passively receiving information. So,
yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And one of the things that I really love about this book is that there's such well written narrative, and it's not just like, you know, a whole bunch of dry edubabble, so to speak. You really, really feel like you're in the classroom with these students, and there's dialogue and everything, and it just really, really pulls you in. And the thing that I also like about this book is that there are all of these practical examples, you know, things that you could try in your own classroom, but also if you look at them, even if they're not like a perfect fit to what you teach, that it's really easy to pull ideas from them, which I really, really love. So, Troy, could you pick out maybe one of the examples that you talk about in the book and tell everybody kind of like, you know, what the idea is and how it is an example of a Firefly classroom and all of that?
Sure. So the reason I wrote it in narrative style is because I wanted, well, I'm an English teacher and I'm a storyteller, but yeah. I wanted to put people in the classroom and see how this actually works, as opposed to just giving them a stale step by step. I wanted them to see how it actually happened. And so that's why I told it in narrative style and pulled in student quotes and things like that. And one of probably my favorite ones. So there's 20 projects in the book because there's 10 elements. There's two projects per element. One of my favorite ones that I did was the cardboard regatta.
That was the one I was thinking of too. I'm so glad you're going to talk about that one.
So that one was really fun. And I did it with a science teacher, a seventh grade science teacher. And the concept was they built a cardboard boat and had to figure out the engineering, the buoyancy and all the science. You know, I'm an English teacher, so I didn't know all the science that went with it. So quite often the students would say, "Is this right?" And I would be like, "I don't know. Let's look it up and figure it out, or let's test it out." So, but the students built a cardboard boat. And then since I'm in Indiana like you, it was in February, we took it to a YMCA that had an indoor pool, and we actually had a regatta where the students put their boats in the water and had to support one person and see how far across the pool they could get. And so it was not only did it wasn't just building, you know, boats out of toothpicks to see if they could float. They actually had to sit in it and they found out really quickly if it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was so cool. And how did it turn out?
It turned out quite well. Now, not every boat, actually the first year I did it, only one boat made it all the way across, the pool. But the others learned quite a bit from their mistakes. And it was just a great, because one, it was a community event. I mean, everybody at the YMCA was there like watching, and people were recording with their phones. I mean, just people that were there to exercise that day saw all these kids carrying in these cardboard boats and they were like, what's going on? And so, just the whole buzz around it. And then coming back to school, everybody wanted to know because they saw us building these boats for several weeks. And so, you know, just, the excitement that it generated, the kids weren't upset that they quote unquote failed, because they didn't. They learned quite a bit. Even if their boat sank, they still learned quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh, I love that so much. And can you tell us, I mean, like it says on the cover of your book, it says 10 elements of authentic tasks that make learning visible and social. And I think that it you know, it was definitely a social event there. There was a lot of visible learning there. And then, of course, you've got your 10 elements, which we can dig into here in a second, maybe. Or we may just leave that for the reader to see when they get a copy of the book. But tell me why you think that that cardboard regatta, why was that an example of a Firefly classroom type of lesson?
Well, because it really thought outside the traditional. You know, the teacher could have just lectured on buoyancy and, you know, all that went with it. And I'm kind of leaving that vague because I wasn't the content expert in that particular one, so I don't know all. But she could have simply lectured on that material and given a test, or had them read out of the textbook. But instead, it had them doing exploration and inquiry, and having them discover, you know, problem solve and discover their own errors, and go through the scientific process as far as coming up with ideas, testing them out, and going through that whole process that a real scientist would do, and learning the knowledge that they needed to learn to complete the process. And so it created opportunities for them to capture that knowledge. It wasn't just delivered to them. It wasn't just put out there and said, here, accept. It was, you guys figure it out. And as you're figuring it out, you're going to be capturing this knowledge. And then every project ends with reflection. And that's kind of, your fireflies are now in their jar. Now let's examine them. And that's the reflection piece. And so, like on the cardboard regatta, we came back and had a good reflection discussion. And then I have every student write a reflection after the group discussion and kind of, you know, reflect on, okay, now we see what the final product looks like. Let's reflect on what we did learn and kind of bring it all together.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Very good. And yeah, I think that definitely touches on several of those elements that you bring up in the book. You know, there's 10 of them. They include things like real world relevance, and it's collaborative, and there's reflection, which you just talked about a second ago. Yeah. So yeah, that's awesome. That's a great fit. Well, so,
and it's difficult to, it was difficult to pick the projects in which element, because they meet so many different elements, because these elements usually work hand in hand. You don't just pick one element. You don't say, this is going to be my collaborative element. You know, there's five or six elements at work at any one moment. So that's what's great about these.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. So if anybody's interested in checking out Firefly Classrooms, where's the best place to find it?
Amazon, or Barnes & Noble, or you can go to my website, troy-cockrum.com/Firefly Classrooms, and then that you can link there to every place that's available.
Excellent. Very good. Troy, thank you so much. This is such a cool idea. I hope people, you know, sort of latch on and take a look at it. Thanks for giving us some time.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.